Joel, why do I hear it echo of me? I hear it.
I heard it too. Especially that it really was bad when you did Jolly Rancher, 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 Rancher.
Jolly Rancher.
I don't hear any echo.
Oh, I hear it.
Is it me?
I can hear Michael too. Michael's in the same key.
He's laying on it too.
Okay, let me do this.
Hello.
Is it going down now? Well, somebody has to talk over there.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Yes. Hello.
Because I turned
no echo.
I turned up your in.
There. Well, now you're echoing.
Now Barry, you're echoing, and Michael's not. You just changed it.
No, well, I can't be me because I just increased your Skype input level because I wanted to match it closer to my my input, and they were both a little low on the.
Well, there's your problem, Barry, because Joel and I are on Google Plus. If you're on Skype, then we get an issue here.
Oh. Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the virtual Uper. Tonight, it's cold. No, wait, it's hot. CES? Yawn. And the virtual Uper is podcasting up a storm. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire, here's Joel, Barry, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM, show number 124 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where it doesn't know what part of the hemisphere it's in. Is it the northern hemisphere? Is it the southern hemisphere? I don't know, but it was 50 degrees here today.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Barry J.
And from the same state, but apparently something different in the water, because I know who I am. This is Joel.
And from a man cave east of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael the Virtual Uper, and it's definitely still winter here.
What's the snow count up to?
Officially, it's right around 180 inches, but they're several days behind.
Wow.
We had about 49 or 50 days straight of snow. We finally, we haven't had a day without snow yet. Hmm. It was sunny for a while today, but we got probably 4 or 5 inches overnight.
Mm.
So, realistically, we're probably pushing 200 inches.
We got about an inch the other night.
A whole inch.
Yeah, but then we got rain today. So, what a week here in New Hampshire, because in some places, the beginning of this week, it was minus 15, and now it's 50 in 1 week.
Yes. In the same week.
Yeah. So it's been very, very strange weather here. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to fix my snowblower, put the shear pin in and stuff, because last week when I did the shear pin in, it was 3 degrees outside, and I said, yeah, no, I'm not working on that shear pin in 3 degree weather.
Come on. Wimp.
And then I have... what was it, Thursday night? No, it was Monday night. Monday night, I was, my wife is, feeling poorly. She's having some medical problems, and, so we were in the hospital Monday, and, we went home late Monday night, and I turned on the windshield wipers, and it had freezing rain, and, there was a lot of droplets and stuff, but unbeknownst to me, I didn't think to try to pull the windshield wipers off of the, windshield before I started it, and I turned them on, and one went up and back, and the other one, just the blade, the arm went up and back. the windshield wiper remained frozen solid to the windshield. And this week was a very busy week for me, and I never got, you know, I was looking at the forecast, and it's like, oh, good, it's going to be sunny all week. Okay, I got some time before I have to get a windshield wiper. Well, today came, and it was raining, and I hadn't gotten the windshield wiper yet, so I had to drive my wife's RAV4, which is a very nice vehicle, but not made for tall people. So I am a tad bit uncomfortable, although I did find a magic setting on the seat that I had not known about before. Apparently the seat, you can tilt it, the seat part up and down. And, of course, my wife being the small stature that she is, she's 5'2", I'm 6'8", and, she has it tilted all the way up. And I was sitting in there and my knees were literally pressing into the dashboard. And I was driving this thing in pain. Every time we went over a bump, I got a new bruise. So then I found this. I said, what's this lever do? And I pushed it down, and I felt it go down a little bit. And then I said, it was like a pumping action. You pump it down. I said, oh, my God, the back of the seat's going down. And all of a sudden, my knee separated from the front dashboard. And I said, oh, man, this is almost drivable now. So... But needless to say, the first thing I did when I was in the car was go out to the auto parts place and buy new windshield wipers for the Prius. And but I have yet to put them on, so that's another chore for tomorrow. Put the windshield wipers on, fix the JD snowblower. Oh, and I got my chains. My
Don't
chains
you mean the
came.
GD?
In. Huh?
Don't you mean the GD snowblower?
No, the JD. Yeah, and then I got my chains came in for the tractor, so I'm going to put them on too while I can, and be prepared for the next. Of course, then we won't get any snow.
Nope, won't be another snowflake again, period.
Yeah, but the frost heaves are out already. It's only the beginning of January, and we've already got frost heaves all over the place because of this weather, this temperature going up and down. You know, it goes down or goes up to 50 degrees, all the water melts. And then the next day it freezes and we go down to -3 degrees and everything freezes and it just heaves the pavement up. And so this is an early time for the frost heaves here in
Big
New
time.
Hampshire. Yeah. So that's all that's going on here. Because I went back to work and my wife was ill and in and out of the doctor's offices a couple times, and she couldn't drive, so I was taking her. I've been very busy and not able to pay any attention. You don't know this yet, just to let you know. Anyway, show 123 still isn't out. Hopefully I'll get that out tomorrow, too, or maybe tonight if I'm lucky. But it'll go out before this show. But needless to say, it's a tad late right now. Happy New Year, and it's going to come out in, like, what, the third week of the New Year.
But, well, you know, the Russian New Year is January 14th.
All right. I'll put it out then.
Yes. Sorted.
Yeah. So, to follow up in the 123, I was talking about my new Nexus 7, one of the complaints I had were the buttons on the side, and they were kind of awkward to get to. And, I had realized that when I use my iPad, I really don't use the buttons on it because I have the magic cover that when you open it up, it automatically turns the iPad on, and when you close it, it automatically turns it off. Due to the magnets. Well, I wanted to get some kind of cover for my Nexus, so I got a Moco cover, which is a very nice cover for it, and it's kind of like a sleeve. It protects both sides. It's real leather, and lo and behold, it has magnets in it, and I didn't know this about the Nexus 7, but with this cover, if you close it, it automatically turns the Nexus 7 off, and when you open it, it automatically turns it on. So,
nice.
So the buttons don't mean anything to me now, just like on the iPad. So, and I will say this for whether you're an Android lover or a Fandroid, or you're an Apple iSheep, pick your pad, whichever one you like. But I got to tell you, I am digging the 7-inch size a lot.
I like the 7-inch form factor.
I do like the 7-inch form factor a lot. It's just the right size. I was Friday. I spent pretty much the day in the hospital with my wife, who was going through tests, and I was basically sitting, sitting in a chair and watching the world go by. And if it wasn't for my Nexus 7, I happened to bring that because it was smaller and it was nice. And man, I'll tell you, that made the day, because I was sitting there reading books, I was perusing all the different websites, and it was really nice. I'll tell you, I don't know what I would do without either the iPhone or an iPad or even a Nexus 7 or something like that, because it sure does keep you entertained when you're sitting there doing nothing but waiting. So
yep, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
That and a lot of crossword puzzles when I was at Mayo.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I forgot you've been through that. And and the other thing, and this is because I sat in the first of all, I have to say our medical care system now, now granted I live out in the sticks and we don't have urgent care facilities out here. So if you need anything in a hurry or you can't get a hold of your doctor, you go to the emergency room, and that's their urgent care. And I got to say bravo to everybody who works in the emergency room at Monadnock Community Hospital, because those guys never have a dull day. They are constantly busy. They've got now it's a small regional hospital, and community hospital really. They have 10 emergency rooms. 10 actually rooms where patients can go. And these people are hopping 24/7. But the reason, and I don't remember this before, but I was paying attention this week, because I was sitting outside for a while where registration was. And person after person who came in and sat down at registration was saying, "Oh, well, I saw my doctor and he said to come to the emergency room. And, I'm not feeling well. I called my doctor's office. They said, go to the emergency room." Everything is go to the emergency room. And
yep,
it's just incredible. I said, I thought emergency rooms were for emergencies. And it seems like the new path to get, the doctor, my wife went and saw a neurologist. She's been having bad headaches. She went to see a neurologist, and, I got to turn off my email. That ding was because my email still turned on. He wanted to get her in the hospital for a 24-hour observation. Well, apparently you can't do that anymore. You've got to have a reason, real reason, to bring somebody into the hospital. So he had to send her to the emergency room so that she could get admitted through the emergency room to get in.
That's ridiculous.
And yeah, it seems like every path to get into a hospital now is through the emergency room. And it's like, that's not the way it's supposed to be. And I don't know whether that's because of the new ACA or Obamacare regulations, rules and regulations, but those people are hopping. They're the busiest people in the hospital. It's just nonstop with all these people coming in and out.
Yep.
And just, look, I cut my finger. Can you put a Band-Aid on it? I think I've got a cold. can I have some drugs? Incredible. So I'm not liking where our hospitals are heading. And I don't think they have anything to do with it. I believe it's because of the new regulations and stuff that they're forced to do things like this. And other than, I can't wait to see what the bill's going to be for this week. otherwise, care-wise, great care. kudos to everybody that works at Monadnock Community Hospital. I'm just thrilled to death, and I'm glad that they're our local hospital. They do a great job, and they're really taking care of my wife, and she'll be coming home tomorrow. They just wanted to make sure they're giving her medications, and they wanted to make sure the medications work before they send her home. Right now, everything seems to be good. I talked to her on the phone before we came up to do the podcast, and she was feeling good and feeling normal, and hopefully we've solved the problem of these headaches, because it was like she has had a migraine style headache with that severity of pain for a week straight. So that's not fun. I have migraines. My migraines last 3 or 4 hours. And believe me, in those 3 or 4 hours, I just wanna die.
Yeah. Curl up into a ball.
Yeah, you basically find a dark room, curl up into a fetal position, and all you can do is wait it out. Well, in mine, like I said, 3 or 4 hours and it's done. I couldn't imagine if I was feeling like this for 7 days. So, right. Yeah, it's incredible.
That's pretty darn brutal.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then having to be hauled back and forth in the car a couple times because she couldn't get admitted. So
that's par for the course.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, in the old days you could. So I don't know what's going on. So
Obamacare.
Yeah, Michael's rearranging his office as we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. Well, there's a story there, and I'll get to it.
Okay. Yeah, because
the reason why I'm doing this.
Because I've been busy, I haven't been able to put any show notes in except for the two that I just did. So this is the virtual Youper show this week. You're the only one to put show notes in, and actually most of them are from last week because you've had a busy week this week too.
Yes. Yes, I have. That plus I worked an unscheduled medic shift, 24-hour shift yesterday.
Wow.
Speaking of things being nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, monitor, you can turn on now. Hang on. Well, my oldest son has got my second MacBook.
Mm.
And I usually use that for my show notes.
Right.
So instead, I grabbed another monitor, and I have a display adapter. Oops. I have an intermittent display adapter. That's a problem.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So now I've got my show notes up on a second screen.
Nice. We'll do the same thing here.
You got the Z adapter?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Yes.
Although my wife never uses it and keeps unplugging it, and I keep plugging it back in.
I gotta get me one of those.
It's really, especially under Mavericks, it's really nice because they really find. I mean, they weren't bad on the multi-screen solution before, but now you've got the dashboard and everything right there on both screens. So every time you add another monitor, it's another computer.
Wow, that's neat.
But you only have up to what, three?
I've never had that problem yet. I have done three screens though. I haven't tried to do more than three. Now, including the computer screen, that is.
Right, right. I'm saying as far as three separate monitors running off of one PC under Mavericks.
Hmm. I believe you. I've never really checked it out.
I've never tried it myself. I got two, obviously, but I haven't tried three yet. But now you got me wondering.
I'd have to get three monitors.
Okay, so I'm done rearranging, Barry. Thanks for.
Oh.
Thanks for doing Phil during that.
Phil? Yeah, well.
Well, I wanted to see you guys while I was looking at the show notes, so I can't have both of those up at the same time. Because I don't have a retina display where I can shrink them all down properly. Well, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I understand.
All right, we're totally derailed here. It's easier for me to have another screen, all right?
Sure, okay.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh,
where were we?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some show notes.
Okay.
Well,
I've got them up. Why don't you enter them?
I'm trying to think of something to enter, but I have such a boring life, I don't have anything to enter.
Yeah, mine was that way this week too. You know.
All right. Yeah. Well. So,
yeah. Nothing to say.
I'm really looking forward to riding my Harley. I don't know. Does that help?
No, you're not. You want to sell it.
No, I'm not going to now.
Oh, jeez.
Change me mind.
But you said, you know, you get on it, and by the time you get off, you're uh-huh. Yeah, you're feeling
sore, achy, and back.
Crappy.
There's another solution to the first one, which the first one I was thinking, well, I'll just sell it. You know what the other solution is?
What?
Lose weight.
Okay. Well, there's always that. Especially after the holiday.
Well, and here's the other thing. Quite honestly, in this edition of Bottom Gear,
Wait a minute. Did you say Bottom Gear? Whoops.
Shit.
There we go.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel. And today I'm going to tell you about why my heart is still broken that I don't fit into a God-blessed Jeep.
Yeah, let's go.
And if I... Well, no, I was just sitting here saying, I mean, if I actually did fit into a proper Jeep, mm-hmm. then it would still be on the table as far as my selling my Scoot. But the fact that I climbed into the Wrangler YJ that my buddy has at Kenny's and found out that not only could I turn on 5 different things in that Jeep with my kneecaps whilst in the driver's seat, and that's even before I hit bump one. I couldn't drive the thing because my foot wouldn't go far. The seat doesn't go far enough back. I couldn't operate the clutch. I don't know how you do it, Michael, because you're, 6'5".
No, I'm only 6'2".
Oh, all right, because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, where I'm at right now, it wasn't a width thing, it was a length thing that I had a problem with.
I'm right at the limit, Joel. If I have to move the seat forward for the kids being in the back seat, which my 6'3", almost 6'4", son does mm-hmm. need me to do, it makes it difficult to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If I sat on the back seat, I might be able to drive it. And so that's why I decided, well, since there's no Jeep in my immediate future, the new ones, I think, are a lot bigger. They're longer. They stretched them out.
Really?
But, yeah, I'm $1 million away from being able to have the dough for one of those. So yeah. I will enjoy my Scoot. And now I'm depressed, and thanks, and it's your fault.
I'm sorry.
No, it's mostly to Mary.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought that up.
I'm done.
Don't be a whiner.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Nobody likes a skinny Santa.
So, Michael, we need to continue on to your stuff. The
my show notes, yes.
The virtual.
Well, I've been served.
You've been served.
I've been served, as in a new local server. Thanks to my local ISP, they have stepped up and provided the server space to me for free. Well, it's a relative term considering how much work I do for them. But everything has been moved off at 1&1. And 1&1 hit me with one final insult, and that is they renewed me for another quarter. And they renewed me in an account that I didn't have any money in, so I had a $35 charge on top of that.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize it was still on that card, and since that other job's not doing anything right now, there's no income coming into that bank account, which is going away, by the way. I've had it with Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. Did I say that? Yes, I did.
Yes. That was the one you had problems in Canada with.
I've had all kinds of problems with Wells Fargo since the beginning. So Wells Fargo's going away with considerable amount of monthly charges that aren't supposed to be there. I called 1&1 to cancel, and they were very apologetic, and I'm like, that great, but you know, it's been over a month. You guys never got back to me. I called you numerous times, right down to giving you the specific GD IP address of where the problem was, and you still didn't fix it.
Yeah.
And it's turning out to be an issue not just with me.
Really?
They're starting to get other complaints in the local ISPs about nobody able to get to 1&1 from around here.
Really?
Really?
But in my case, I'm $93 out of pocket over this.
Wow.
So I will not be going back to them. The only thing nice about it is that, yeah, I've got really good server service now. I've got really good hosting service from my friends at the local ISP.
Nice.
And they're providing all kinds of extras that I wasn't getting from 1&1.
Well,
plus, no bill. No bill is nice.
No bill is always nice. Excuse me, I'm yawning.
And I'll be adding another. I don't mean to be so exciting there, Barry.
No, it's not you.
I'm the one that should be yawning, man.
I haven't been doing your hours, no, but I've been doing some funky hours.
Yeah, I understand, Barry. Been there, done that, man.
Yeah.
It's never fun to deal with that in the family.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on.
Right.
But on top of the server. The hosting changing, my youngest has asked if I could load Boss Jack on his iTouch. He wants to start podcasting. So
good for him.
I think it's really cool. They're both actually been active in the, you know, playing around with it in the past, and they were actually both guests of Virtual Uper in the early days, if you remember.
I remember that.
He wants to start up his own podcast. I told him, well, come up with a domain name, and he was, So we may have to come up with an interim form because that seems to be a showstopper right now. I don't know what to name it. It doesn't matter. Just go. Do it.
First thing that comes to your head, how about ah?
Yeah. This is the ah show.
This is the ah-oh show.
Yeah. And I recorded a whole bunch of episodes this week.
Yes, you've been
actually
busy.
Got uploaded. Yeah, actually haven't been uploaded in order. But and I have several in the can ready to go up, actually, too.
And you did the Virtual Uper 44, which is a combination of podcasts that shall not be named.
Merged 44, and there will be a 45 that's going to be another compilation.
Wow.
This week I've just been grabbing the iPhone and just talking and whatever I'm doing, you know. And I'm getting lots of interesting stuff, but when you just let it run, you know, there's lots of dead time in there. So I'm going to have to download this stuff to GarageBand and kind of put it in order
and it's
take
cool.
out the awkward pauses.
And it's good because
it's cool.
It's neat when you have an interesting life. Unlike, you know, me, who I went to start one of these 10-minute things, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work now.
What am I going to
talk about? It's the same drive I've been doing for 20 years now. And, okay, now I'm going to work, and I can't talk about anything about that. And now I'm driving home, and now I'm home, and I'm going to watch some TV.
Look at that guy cut me off.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some TV, drink heavily, and fall asleep.
God, that pretty much shorted out.
I don't drink heavily. Only when I've had a bad day. And I can count the number of good days on one hand. So,
yeah.
But,
let's see here.
Yeah, but when, you know, when you're basically do everything for a town. But like I said,
yeah.
Show 44, the phrase of the day was, I should be coding, but...
Yeah, I like your comment.
I
on
like
that.
But you know, when you live in a small town that's almost in the Arctic Circle, there's a lot of important things you got to do to keep the town up and running, or it just freezes over. So, Michael is one of those people, and I'm sure there's many more in Copper Harbor that help out with that, but. It is amazing life in Copper Harbor. especially in the wintertime, what has to be done just to keep things up and working and moving.
But that's everybody in town.
Yes, that's what I said. And it's but yeah. we're seeing it through your eyes, and it's just amazing, you know.
What in the world
are you ingressing right now?
No, this is one of the segments I recorded today. As I was driving home from medic shift, I thought, hey, there's a portal I can attack. So I recorded it.
Hey, I got to tell you, Ingress looks really cool on the Nexus 7. And
no, no, wait a minute. Don't get Joel going here now that we've got him on Apple.
No.
I'm
hoping
it does look good on Android.
I'm praying to God that they come out to with Ingress for iPhone.
iOS. Yes.
For iOS here soon, because I've got this nice Nexus 7. The program is really cool looking. It's a Wi-Fi only Nexus 7, and I can't tether. Otherwise, I have to give up my unlimited and pay an extra $20 for so my phone can do something that's built in to it.
Right. Right.
Well, why don't you jailbreak your phone?
Well, they kind of figure... Well, I think they have a way of figuring out whether you...
Yeah, AT&T's built a snooping program to figure out if you're doing that.
Yeah. And then they'll get you... Well, if you do that, then they automatically convert you over to one of the new plans and turn on tethering for you, since that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a courtesy, of course.
And of course, you can't go back once they switch you over. So, yeah,
because they care.
They care. They care too much.
Yeah, they care. But yes, it does look really good on a Nexus, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is a really cool.
Fortunately for me,
program.
I have to pick my battles, but and I actually talk about it in today's the podcast that shall not be named, but. Pasty does have a very extensive Wi-Fi cloud over many of the areas that I travel. So I can't quite get to all hots or all portals that I want to. Although if I was really serious about this, I'd build a extender off of the antenna mount in the back of my Jeep and do a Wi-Fi repeater off my Jeep so I can pick up the Pasty signal. But that's I haven't gotten that far yet.
That would be a dedicated Ingress player.
Yeah, but most of the portals I'm near, in my normal daily travels up here are near a Pasty hotspot, and I do find that the Nexus is pretty sensitive. So I'm able to. Sometimes I'm down to one bar, and I'm really, really, really pushing it. I'll do an attack, and 30 seconds later it registers, but it's getting through.
Wow!
I'm almost to level 5. I'm like 1,000 points from level 5.
I think, I'm not sure, but I brought mine up, and I think they pushed me back down to level 1 due to no activity. I think I'm a level 1 now. I could
really?
Be wrong. I could be wrong, because I was also going through, with the Nexus now, I can actually do all the exercises and stuff, so I might have been looking at my level when I was doing the exercises, which I think shows up as level 1, so I don't know. I was a level 3, but... it's weird because I really, you kind of get hooked on that game. it's like, I can do without that. And then I started looking at the stuff again, and I said, let me bring up the map and see what's going on around here. I'm like, I could get that. I could get that. Oh, my God. I did that.
Yes.
So, yeah. If only I could tether. So
there's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, but I don't know. I'm actually looking at the. I was looking at these great plans, and I said, "Well, maybe I can flip over because really we don't use more than 2 gig a month, and that's like the default plan." But then when I started adding it up, and it came to like $150 a month for the two phones, and I was like, "That's more than I'm paying now for unlimited."
Mm-hmm.
For two phones, and the only difference is. Their big thing is, look, you get unlimited voice and unlimited text messages. And it's like, I have 400 minutes on my plan, of which probably 350 minutes gets rolled over to the next, cycle. I don't really use it as a phone. I'd rather have unlimited data. That's more important to me. than unlimited voice. Yep. And of course, that data is where they're making their money. So, and some of the other ones, I was looking at T-Mobile came out this week during CES. And yes, by the way, CES did happen this week. And I really haven't, it doesn't sound like it was very exciting. And I haven't been following a lot of the coverage of it, but it sounded like a big yawn fest this year.
Yep.
And 4K TVs came out, and that's about it. T-Mobile made an announcement that if you wanted to go over to their network, that they would pay your early, what do they call it? Early
termination fee.
To really? Move over if you bought one of their phones in the process of, doing that. And by the way, they have a payment program now. So yes. If you buy a phone, there's an extra fee for 24 months. You pay for the phone over a 24-month period. And once that's done, then your phone's paid and your bill is, of course, just for the bill. And it's unlimited data. And it sounded really good. But then I looked at their coverage map and I'm like, yeah, no. You know, because you look at their map and you look at most maps, but you look at their map and theirs was the worst. The center of New Hampshire is like totally barren of any kind of signal, cell phone coverage. And that includes down here. So I said, well, yeah, no, that's not going to work. You know, AT&T's is getting better and better. Verizon has the best coverage, of course. Verizon, practically the whole state of New Hampshire is red now, which means LTE everywhere. And, but they're the ones with the worst deals. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what do? You know? Hey, look, I'm getting a great deal. If only I had a signal to use it.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. So, anyway. So has anybody heard anything about CES? Has anybody followed it this week? Since we're, you know...
Well, I was listening to Tom Merritt's show, and there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. You know, they were talking about wearables.
Yeah.
Which
I don't care.
What's that? Yeah. The smartwatch company, Pebble, came out with a steel version, polished stainless steel version, that it looks more like a watch now, apparently. And well, hey, there's actually some potential there. They actually seem to be getting more practice. I mean, the first ones look like would somebody put it, like you were on a work release program from jail? You know, big plastic clunk around your wrist.
Yeah.
These now look like they might be a watch. They actually have an app store, and they're basing their apps on Java, so that it would work for iOS and Android. I think there's some potential there.
Well, here's my opinion about these wearable watches, and watches in particular.
Yeah.
I use my 5-inch iPhone here, and that's doable. And I think anything smaller than that is basically a waste of time. And so when you go down to the size of a screen that you can get on a watch, why bother? Just pull out your cell phone. You know, it's real easy. Pull it out of the pocket, and there you go. You got it. I just, you know, a screen that small is... I have no interest in a screen that small. You know, unless the thing can sit there and talk to me and tell me everything, and I can talk back to it, because I can't imagine trying to enter anything on a screen that small. I think it's just... I find it being a total waste of time, you know? It's too small. Sorry. That's my opinion. My opinion. So, and not only that, but I find I've got a watch. I wear it to work because I can't have my cell phone with me and I need to know what time it is. But when I'm home on the weekend stuff or if I'm on vacation, I don't wear the watch because I got my cell phone. And all I have to do is pull it out and, oh, there's the time. And it's always correct because it's on the network. So.
Yeah, I hate wearing watches. I need to wear. I wear one on duty.
Yeah,
because I need to be able to estimate pulses and respirations and stuff. But otherwise, I don't wear one. Ooh, the echo is getting serious there.
Really? Okay. Well, it's not coming on.
It was.
It's not coming on the recording. So,
okay.
I'm sure.
It's all in my head.
Yeah. Yep. That's the truth.
I mean, it's like I'll say a sentence and then the whole sentence repeats itself.
Really?
I mean, it's that kind of it.
Oh,
that
that's
echo.
Bad.
Yeah. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. So
when I said it's all in my head, it repeated again.
So what was that?
It's like the voice of the alternate Ron in Griddle Cakes Radio. Agree?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Griddle Cakes. Has he put one out lately? I love his shows, but I can understand those things take a lot of effort to put out. But he is such a good writer, and he does such a good presentation. And every time one comes out, I say, "Oh, good Griddle Cakes! I can't wait." You know.
Yeah, last one he did was a follow-up to the first jury story. So there's two jury stories in a row.
Right. Yeah.
So if you've gotten up to that, then you're up to date.
Yeah.
Bruce Murray put out, as we were talking about it before the show, but he put out another pod blast, and he's joined the Boss Jock bandwagon.
I will have to.
So hopefully that means he's going to be. Go ahead.
I was going to say I will have to look his up because I have not. Is he on Cast Roller?
I don't know, but it's his old feed. So if you look up the Zedcast feed, he's doing the Zed Blasts on the Zedcast feed.
Okay, that's easy enough then. Cool, I enjoyed his Zedcast before.
Oh yeah, everybody did. Yeah. We were all rooting for him to come back. So this is some sign of life. We're happy to see that.
Or as we like to call it down here, the Zcast.
Don't make him come down from Nova Scotia and tell you how to do it, Dave. Even all those other voices.
I don't know how to pronounce the letter Z. Jeez.
Zed.
Yeah, I know. Your wife probably pronounces it that way, too.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, she does. It's actually now more likely, more times than not, so don't I.
Hmm. What?
That's another one you learn. So don't I. So do I.
So don't I.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
You'll learn.
Okay. I was going to say, what?
What? That's a double negative.
Hmm. Gee, so Michael, tell us about your Christmas holiday truck fun.
So we didn't talk about this?
No, we didn't.
I guess we never got a chance to.
No.
Well, this is actually part two of Bottom Gear.
Did you say...
Roll into the song.
Wait a minute. Did you say Bottom Gear?
Welcome. This is your guest host of Bottom Gear this week, Michael, the virtual Uper. And as we've talked about in this previous shows, one thing that's predictable about musical family household vehicles, especially the family truckster, is that it's going to break down on either Thanksgiving or Christmas. Well, this year, we got the double whammy.
Or, as we like to say,
where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, the Sunday before Christmas, my youngest son had a friend over after we tried to fumigate the house with the oven, but that's another story. Still don't have a working oven, by the way. But,
holy cow!
Nothing like Harry Carey. But he had a guest over, and we thought it would be prudent to vacate the premises for a while and let some oxygen get back in the house. And we went to go see.
Go ahead.
We went to go see the latest Bilbo Baggins episode. Was it not Lord of the Rings?
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit.
Hobbit, yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, you know.
So weird, because I haven't seen any of the movies until now. We've got the entire set, but you know, I read the book like 37 or 40 years ago, something like that. Mm. Books, I should say. But so we go to a late night showing on Sunday night. My oldest son is visiting a friend in town, so we're going to pick him up on the way back. We go see The Hobbit. Have a great time. It was an excellent movie. I hear that part two was better than part one, but I haven't seen part one yet, so I wouldn't know. But thoroughly enjoyed myself. We're coming back. We get in the Jeep. We get in the family truckster. I start it up, and it goes around the corner, and it's really snowy, and it's really icy. And it felt, when it feels like when your tires break loose on ice, everything, mm-hmm. All forward momentum goes away for a second, then it mm-hmm. grabs. Well, it felt like that, but it didn't, the road conditions didn't seem to warrant it, and I wasn't four-wheel drive, and I thought that was kind of strange. Ran into like one or two more times where it did that, and then we picked up my oldest son, and now we're starting to head out of town, and it does it again. And I thought, well, this is weird. So I intentionally shift down, put my foot down, and I start, trying to rev it out in the gear below it. And I get up to about 1,500 RPM, and it goes,
oh!
Darn near dies. Yeah, like that. Well, then I go down a little lower RPM and I jump gears again because it's a 6-speed manual. And I put my foot in it, try to bring the turbo up. And as soon as the turbo starts to wind, okay, Barry.
Oh.
No. I'm waiting for another dough.
Oh, sorry.
Dough!
Okay, there you go. As soon as the turbo starts to go, it dies. The engine just quits. It just, but the only reason why it started back up again is it was still in gear. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, what's the problem? Yes, exactly. So we're about to leave cell phone coverage. It's now 1 in the morning. It's about 5 below out.
Oh, geez.
And I'm thinking, I'm not sure about this, guys. So I turned to the truck full of people and I said, I just get a hotel room here. And they're all like, no, we want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to chance it like this. So something is obviously wrong with the fuel. At least I'm hoping that's what the problem is.
Right.
So I drive back to town. I figure 10 miles out of my way, I get to the nearest EMS station. And because I know they've got Resolute anti-gel compound for a diesel additive.
Mm-hmm.
And at 1 in the morning on a Sunday, there's not going to be anybody else open that could possibly have it. So I stop at the North Station. I get a double dose for our truck, put it in. I drive around Calumet, home of the Calumet Copper Kings.
Drive
by the football field a couple times. Yeah! Yeah, you're getting good with that, Barry. And you get it to the point where I can at least get it up to about 39 miles an hour.
Woohoo!
Right? Yeah. And that's how we proceed the rest of the way home. And the only reason why I even agreed to go is like I still had the paramedic radio and the fire radio with me. So if it really broke down, it'd piss somebody off. But
he's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you betcha. I'm a geek, and I'm proud of it. So we get back to Copper Harbor. And at least the truck had the decency to do this a couple days before Christmas. But we spent Christmas Eve, that Monday, all day. The dealer was able to get us in right away.
Nice.
Chided me for the amount of time that it's been since I changed the fuel filter last, which I'm not sure I want to admit on the show. It's been a while. But they happen to have one in stock. They charged me a whole lot less for this work than they did at the other dealership near Chicago for my water pump.
Oh, yeah.
And,
of course.
Yes. Changed my oil, rotated my tires. The guys were just fantastic. Once they found out we were heading back down to Chicago for another round trip for Christmas, they got everything all set to go.
Nice.
But that did take the entire day we were planning on doing laundry and packing clothes and push that on to Christmas Eve. So we didn't leave for Chicago, well, Woodstock, but the Chicago area, until 4 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Jeez. And then traveled 450 miles.
In snow,
in uphill. Bad conditions,
both ways.
Uphill, both ways. To go to our family's Christmas celebration the next day, which
excellent.
Was at, yes, for an Italian Christmas. Nice, quiet Italian Christmas. And if you know anything about an Italian family Christmas, there's nothing quiet about it. But we had a great time.
No. I'm surprised it doesn't...
But yes, the truck got us both holidays this year.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, we're just like Joel, we're getting to the point where we just plan on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen.
Every January, plan on dumping $600 to $800 into the car.
And the truck doesn't break down the rest of the year. I mean,
nope.
Our annual costs on the truck are very low, and the truck's been paid off since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep.
Both the Jeep and the truck were paid off since 2004.
Wow.
Nice.
But the truck in particular, the Jeep is a trooper. Man, bless that vehicle. One of these days, but bless that vehicle. It's way, you know, it's approaching 50% ahead, or 50% over its estimated engine life.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going. But the truck, it's all piddly, pain in the butt things, but at least you can count on it happening Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You can plan accordingly.
And then the rest of the year, oh, we'll drive the Sahara and back. No problem. Yeah, I don't care.
Well,
oh, weather related. It's not on the notes.
Right.
Hit if it's not on the notes? Yeah, goddamn. Yes, I can. Excuse me. Late night. I'm tired. I don't
yes.
want to do that. Sorry. The filter's off. So I put in a very long day yesterday, one of those days where the next patient call was coming in before I was delivering the first patient to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that all day long. And about 7, 8 o'clock, there was a break enough. Then, you know, by after 6, I'm supposed to be on second out at that point. And it had quieted down enough where I could get away from the station house for a little bit because my wife and youngest son were at the ski hill. So I went to go watch my youngest son snowboard for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend's father was at the ski hill who works for the local power company. We've had all kinds of power issues this week. So I asked him, I said, "No, what's been going on?" He goes, "Well, with all the snow and ice," I won't name the location just for safety's sake, but he said, "A particular location where there's high power transmission lines, the 69,000 volt lines, were so loaded down, they were touching the snow. They had dropped down to the ground and were touching the snow. And they were actually swaying in the breeze and touching each other, which, of course, kind of sets off breakers."
Yeah, you think?
Maybe just a little.
I'd say the full center third of the peninsula or island, whatever you want to call us up here, and don't call it that other name, please. During the cold snap that was up here, a full third of the population had no power for about 12 hours.
Wow.
Which I know is nothing like what happens in Toronto on the East Coast this last couple of months. But for once, Copper Heart didn't lose power. There was actually a feed that was still coming up here that was usable, so they switched us to the other feed.
Mm-hmm. I got a new name for your peninsula, but I won't say it here.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Well, why don't you review that with me after the show?
See who you're going to piss
off. I'll just say it this way. What's the name of the peninsula? It's not Copper Harbor's just on the peninsula. Is it the Keweenaw or Keweenaw?
Keweenaw, yes.
Keweenaw? Yeah. America's
Keweenaw.
You can get it, fill in the rest. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if you look at a map, it kind of looks like that, doesn't it? It looks good kill right now. Mike's looking at me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Just everybody, go on Google Maps and look at Lake Superior. And oh, God.
Yeah.
And Michael lives in the sensitive part.
Oh, jeez. You had to say it. Oh, for the love of God.
It's only circumstantial.
And you know who we're doing it to? Canada!
No, really? You had to go there. I have a love kick. Pretty much anything Canadian.
I'm just saying, if you look at the map, that's what we're doing. All right, let's continue on.
Okay, so last Saturday, I don't know, I guess we didn't get to this either since I had virtually no internet connectivity last Saturday until after the show was over.
Yeah, you came on to say goodbye.
Yeah, and then it started working.
Yes, we had a great after show.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But Saturday of last week, we got up into the teens. Woohoo.
Wow. Really?
So
I
spent the
afternoon. Flip flops and Bermuda shorts?
I should have. I really should have. I shoveled 80% of the roof. Wow. I still have 20% to go, but I ran out of light. But you saw some pictures from that, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
It was 4 feet deep. And, you know, since the house was heated, it's one thing if you've got that building up in a house that's not being occupied, but since the house is heated, the bottom 2 to 3 feet was dense, wet snow.
Oh, wow.
So there was a lot of weight there.
Yeah.
That's what I did during some of the recordings of Virtual Uper episode 44.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or was it the
Uper? I still have friends. Go ahead.
Or was it the Upercast? Or was it the podcast that shall not be named? Or was it? I noticed in a couple places you called it the Upercast.
I did. You're right.
But then again, you were up on your roof and, you know, pushing heavy snow, 4 feet of heavy snow off the roof, probably attached to a safety line hanging over.
Well, you know
your
what?
Roof.
Actually, I didn't set up a safety line because the snow was so deep.
Yeah.
But I figured that as long as I removed it in the right order, I had a safety net the entire time. And by the time I got done, it would have been like a 2 foot fall.
My God.
I think you saw that picture.
Yes.
You know, when I was done, the snow was so deep to begin with, and then I shoveled another 4 feet of snow on top of it.
Yeah.
And the drifts were one thing, but after throwing the snow on top of it from the roof, it hardened. And again, I talk about this in the podcast that shall not be named, but I walked around the next day. I walked around the south side of the house to do something. I was checking something in the basement, and the door to the basement's on the outside of the house. So I walked around the south side of the house, and I'm walking on top of the snowdrift, and all of a sudden realize I'm looking in the living room.
Say what?
Like my feet. Yeah, I'm looking into the living room. My wife looks up, and then she does a double take because the living room's on the second floor.
Jeez.
Technically, it's a story and a half, but it's the second floor. You don't normally, it's one thing, if somebody's walking by, if they're, you know, on the right part of the hill, their head's just above the deck, the patio deck outside the living room door, because there's a big patio window that looks out on the lake from the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But my feet were level with that deck, and I was looking right into the living room.
Wow.
But it's even higher on the other side of the house because I shoveled most of the snow off to the north side. And when I walked around the north side of the house, I walk up in the snowbank, and I'm staring, like, almost at the peak of the house.
Wow.
So at this point, as long as you roll off the north side of the house, the safety line isn't needed. It still would not be pleasant going off the south side of the house because it'd still be a story drop before you hit that snowbank, which is now ice.
Yeah,
well, so that would hurt.
That would hurt.
Yeah. That might. You might go ouch with that. Or
yeah, that would definitely be
an ouchie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you might.
Does he have a sound bite for that?
Well, no. Ouchie. I was going to say, but you might end up becoming.
I'm Vicodin man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or you could be.
Perky, perky, perky.
Sorry, anytime I play the drop-ins, I have to play that one.
I understand. It's a weakness.
I'm sorry.
So, then went from that down to, you know, the low of the lows that you guys were experiencing. I groomed it. I think it was like 10 or 15 below on Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, because, you know, but you got it bad because you had the winds, and so, you know.
Oh, the wind was it was blowing so hard that I got off trail twice, and I know the trail by heart.
Jeez.
I actually had to go back around. Normally, it takes me about a gallon and a half of fuel to groom the trails.
All right.
I went through 8.5 gallons that day. It took me 3.5 hours, and all I did was level the trails. I didn't even try to track them.
That's a bit much. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just a bit much.
And I was out there in the elements the whole time. But I was trying out my toe warmers in my boots. First time I've ever done that.
Yeah. Did it
work?
That
was awesome.
Really?
Well, it kept my toes never felt warm, but they never felt cold. Oh. Which, yeah, I would say that was a definite, that was a win.
Yeah. I use those, now that you got me using the mittens, I guess they're the toe warmers. I don't know, because they're the packets and you bang and you stick, I stick them in my mittens and that just keeps my fingers nice and toasty. Now the only problem I have is my thumbs.
I use hand warmers.
Yeah, my thumbs. Yeah. So I might have to look into some electric gloves or something. Cause, last time my fingers were all nice and toasty, but my thumbs are freezing off. So.
Yeah, every 5 to 10 minutes, I got to stop and pull my thumbs back into my mittens. And I use regular hand warmers. I didn't use toe warmers.
Right. Okay.
And,
well, these might be hand warmers too.
Everything out.
These are probably hand warmers too, but they're
the toe warmers are different in that they're actually shaped like the front of a shoe and they have adhesive on the back, so they just stick to your socks.
Oh,
so you put them
okay.
on your sock, in the front of your sock, and so that it stays in place when you.
Now, so Barry's driving around on a John Deere with boots on his hands because of the toe.
I do it.
Just a visual.
I got, you know, my
whatever it takes.
My normal shoes, I have, what are they called? The L.L. Bean moccasins or whatever. And they're not really moccasins. They're the, you know.
Slip-on, like sneaker earth shoe thing.
Yeah, yeah. I love those things. They're comfortable. Anne-Marie for Christmas got me a pair of those, but they're rubber-coated, you know, on the outside. Oh. And that's what I use for snow blowing. And let me tell you, my feet stayed warm and toasty without any help whatsoever in those things. Just because the shoe didn't get wet, you know, and it was, you know, it just, yeah, I didn't have any problems with my toes whatsoever the entire time. Yeah.
Can you normally feel your toes? Because those things aren't insulated.
I actually do feel my toes still, even though I'm a diabetic and they check every time I go in and see a doctor.
I wasn't being a smartass. I'm like, I can't imagine your feet staying warm. You know, for an extended period of time.
Well, I guess these things are insulated. Because all it is the same moccasin shoe that I have, and they dip them in the rubber stuff, I guess. I don't know how they put the rubber on, but, you know, I was surprised how, I was just glad to keep my feet dry, but, my feet didn't get cold at all. And I'm so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm very happy with them.
And I don't know why. Can you see this?
Yes. You dip those. Are they? What are those? They look like ski
shoes. These are my cross country ski shoes.
Okay.
They're ancient. I mean, yeah. I've had them for 20 years, and they were my dad's before me, and he had them for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
These are the warmest pair of shoes I own, and there's nothing to them. I don't understand. I mean, it's just. It's fur on the inside and leather on the outside. I don't know. I don't see anything else. They're European. They're made by Alpina.
Mm-hmm.
And they are
the rubber? What? Maybe it's the rubber keeping, I don't know, the cold
maybe,
out?
Maybe, but they are the warmest pair of shoes. I wear these things for cross-country skiing, thinking I'm going to freeze my toes off.
Right.
And I'm never cold. At least my feet are never cold.
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's
and they're reaching the end of their life, so I'm like, yeah. it's the old, you know, three spike type of binding,
mm-hmm.
Not the clip-in. So I still have an old pair of wooden composite skis that are waxed. I have to wax them every time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah,
but they're warmer than my winter boots.
And that's what these shoes are like. They're kind of like that with the rubber on. Well, they go all the way around the shoe, but you know, it's. I was surprised how warm my feet were in them. So, I was happy. I was double surprised. My feet were dry and warm.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Or warm, actually.
Yeah, yeah, warm. Anyway, let's see. So, how's Anthony doing?
He is out of the hospital.
Yay!
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
He's not out of the woods yet, but he's out of the hospital. He's at his parents' house in Arizona, and he can't wait to get home. That's about as much as I'm willing to share on the show, but we're all pulling for him and get him back into the podcast emporium next to the burned-out building in Hamilton, Ontario, and get him back in business, man. Don't make Shane do another Discultured alone.
He did a pretty good job.
He did.
I liked it. I listened to it, and I thought it was good. As a matter of fact, I listened to it today. So
Shane's an outstanding podcaster all on his own, but just playing it up there. And he wants to go back to being the crazy man with his pugs anyhow.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize that. Maybe because I was behind. I caught up on all the Discultured things, but he had broken his foot, I guess, this time last year.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. So maybe I wasn't listening to Discultured.
He broke the end off the bone type.
Ouch. So he had to be pinned and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was surgery.
Wow. That hurts just thinking about it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, anything new on the Toronto PodCamp Toronto?
Just trying to find a way to make sure that it happens. I really want to do this, but there are lots of things to address here before I can pull it off. But my wife's all in favor of it, and I really think we could use a long weekend away. So,
all right.
But yeah,
my end is looking shaky as well. Unfortunately.
It's Canada, but I just wish it was in a time for better weather. I wish it was a different time.
It's February in Canada.
Yeah, like I said, I'm due to go down to South Carolina and Florida the week right after that, and I always worry about that because I buy non-refundable plane tickets and hope I can make it down to Boston so I can get on the plane. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
With all the fun stuff we had done this weekend or this week, I can hardly wait until the bills start rolling in. So that's also got my concern.
Oh joy.
Yeah. So one thing I'm pretty guaranteed sure of that herd deductible will be met.
You think?
Yeah. After this week, so. It's just
when you use the letters ER, that deductible will be met pretty darn quick.
Yep. So anyway, I'm supposed to. What happened is last year, my aunt passed away. She was she was in her upper 80s, the family, because her family is scattered literally all over the world and country. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a funeral, then they decided to have a memorial service in March 1st. And so I'm trying to get down there to go to it. And it seems like the whole family has figured out how to make that happen. So there's some cousins I haven't seen in a while. And there's cousins' children, I guess my second cousins that would make them, that I haven't met at all yet. So it would be good to honor my aunt, who's a very great lady, and also to meet with the family and I've spent some time with them. So I'll see my sister and brother-in-law have a winter place in South Carolina. So they're already down there. They made the trek this week. So they're down there, and she was saying, it was 78 degrees here yesterday. And I'm like, well, it was 50 degrees here today. But which is unusual for this neck of the woods. But, she doesn't like the cold, so she goes down there. And
makes sense.
Can't blame her. Can't blame her one bit. And it's a nice break in the February time frame to go down and visit, because it's like, yeah, by that time you're sick and tired of all the cold and the snow and everything. Go down there, take a few days, relax, come back up, and look forward to spring coming here in like 3 to 4 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, another thing you didn't tell us about, because you were supposed to last week, was the wind generator, which you had to go back up on the mountain. And notice I didn't call it what I normally call it.
Yes, thank you.
He actually thanked him.
and you know, it kind of fits on, you know, the land it's on. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Oh, Jesus.
So,
no.
So tell us about the wind generator.
Well, you know, it's been so many weeks now since we put it in, but I guess the third time's the charm. This one is American-made, you think?
Mm-hmm.
I assembled it, I put it up, and it has run ever since I put it up. The only thing is, it's whoever was supposed to set the float voltage on it apparently didn't set it, because it's floating pretty high, like 16.8 volts for a 12-volt system.
Mm-hmm. That is a little bit outside.
But it's been so cold lately, it probably is not going to hurt anything.
But that does, right. That does that just charge batteries, or does it actually run the hardware?
Well, it's running the system. The system can tolerate between, it's all switching power supplies, so 8 to 24 volts, no problem. Okay.
Yeah.
But the AGM batteries, they're probably going to be done by spring, but at this point, we don't care. You know, compared to the cost and the expense, I guess those are the same thing, aren't they? The time and energy cost. Okay. I think we talked about this before the show. I've been up since 3:30 yesterday morning, okay? The time, energy, expense, every time we go up and spend 4, 5, 6 hours on top of the mountain, if we burn through a set of batteries because the float voltage is too high, well, so be it. We put this one together. Everything stayed tight. It's not self-destructing, and the blades haven't gone flying off in all directions, taking out snowmobilers. So we're pretty happy right now.
Oh, that's good. Jeez.
I do need to go up there and check things out, but when it was, you know, 15 plus below, there's an oxymoron.
15 plus below. I've never heard it quite that way.
When it's 15 to 20 below before the wind chill, the last place you want to do is go up on top of the mountain. Unless you really have to. So I'm waiting for some better weather, and then we'll go up. My wife's never been on top of Brockway during the middle of winter, and she'd like to do that. So
really? Wow.
Gonna borrow one of the bigger snowmobiles and head up there.
You know what? Minus 15 degrees and 30 mile per hour winds feel like?
Cold.
Minus 15 degrees with 30 mile an hour winds. That's what they feel.
That's the Barry scale of wind
chill. Yeah,
chills.
None of this feels like or wind chill temperatures for me. It's like, yeah, it's cold. That's all you need to know. It's cold, well, and you're going to freeze.
yes, my wife and I have the Burr shit scale.
The Burr shit. The Burr shit.
I like that.
Oh, God.
That is good.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the end of the topics for this week. Anybody got any add-on topics? Anybody?
Well, I'm sure I'll think of something after the show.
Yeah, exactly. We always do.
Yeah, I know. But let's see. Are we? We're just about an hour, so maybe we should call this one. Since we, we're trying to, we all complain about long podcasts. We'll keep this one at about an hour, and it's a little over an hour, I think. We do have a musical guest this week, and the musical guest is the Frozen Ocean Wave. Hey, how fitting.
Pretty fitting.
Is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
And their song, Leaf in the Tree. So, but before we play that, we once again, as we always do, want to say thank you to all the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe. Thanks for putting up with the especially the Okanos guys, the bad places, the lousy food, and being away from your family and friends at this time, just doing it to keep the country safe. So thank you, and like always, we hope you get home to your family and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you.
Absolutely.
So with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where I'll remember to say my name, this is Barry J.
From the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from the warm and cozy man cave in the suburbs of Copper Harbor, I can almost talk, this is Michael, the virtual beeper.
All right. Thanks, everybody. That'll do show 124. Show 125 next week. Until then, here's Frozen Ocean Wave.
Ignore your heart, control your mind. Don't get attached, don't hold too tight. Which character do you prefer? Ignore. Control your mind. Don't
Samson, speak. Good boy.